Hi there. The word for you today is on dealing with change. In Exodus 14, verse 15, we read, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward." With the Red Sea in front of them and Pharaoh's chariots coming up behind them, Moses told the Israelites, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians for whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." And the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Notice, God told the people two things. First, that he would fight for them, and second, that they must go forward in spite of their fear. When you face the unknown, it's normal to be afraid. We all are. But that's when you need to put your trust and confidence in God. Not people, not yourself, in God. In order for him to fulfill his promise to you, you must obey what he has told you to do. So how should you deal with change? Well, here are three ways. First, focus on its long-term benefits instead of its short-term pain and inconvenience. Number two, be honest with yourself about what you really feel and fear about the change, and then take it to God in prayer. And number three, keep an open attitude always toward new ideas, and refuse to be influenced by rigid thinkers. Stand on this great scripture, Isaiah 54, verse 2. "Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left." Who said that? God. Who was he speaking to? His people. And he's saying it to you too. Now, God doesn't change, but he moves. So in order to succeed and accomplish what God wants you to do in life, you've got to move with him. Okay? That's the word for you today.